welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, delivering shows from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark Livonier. In this hour, a quiz program, it's the famous or infamous Stop the Music. Infamous insofar as it's been largely pointed to as being the reason Fred Allen was taken off the air as host of his own show. From 1932 through 1949, Fred Allen had strong ratings on the air, and for many years on Sunday nights at 8. That is until this ABC show made its premiere at the very same day and time slot, with a promise of big cash prizes for those who guessed correctly in the quiz, except that it wasn't guest panelists in the studio, but radio listeners at home. If you received that magic phone call and guessed correctly, you'd win quite a bit of money for that time. The threat to the ratings and listenership was so bad that in the last year of Fred Allen's program, he would open the show with this announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to the Fred Allen Show. If within the next 30 minutes you, any listener in the continental United States, answer a telephone call from any giveaway radio program, and because you are listening to this show, you miss an opportunity to win any gift then being offered, Fred Allen guarantees to make good by furnishing an equivalent gift or its value up to $5,000.
Sadly, in 1949, Fred Allen's show had to go off of the air due to its dismal ratings, largely because of the competition. Be that as it may, enjoy this quiz show next, which was heard on a Sunday night at 8 on ABC on January 21st, 1951.
Your attention, America!
Do you hear the beat of the clock?
Before the next hour is up, any minute, any second, you may be richer by thousands of dollars in prizes. Because right now, from coast to coast, it's time to play Stop the Music. Harry Sulver and the orchestra, the song to Kay Armon and Dick Brown, our master musical ceremonies, Burt Parks, and starring you, the people of America.
Stop the Music!
Hello, America. This is Burt Parks calling, inviting you to play Stop the Music, ABC's national Sunday night game for the whole family. Songs, music, and prizes, so get ready, set, here we go till we stop the music. First half of Stop the Music is brought to you by your local Buick dealer, who this coming Saturday, January 20th, introduces the new 1951 Buick. Remember the date, next Saturday, January 20th, the new 51 Buick. Okay, Harry, here's Kay Armon to sing.
La-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-da-da. Do you think that you could love me? I would caress you. Would it impress you or distress you? For you I yearn. Would you think I'm speaking out of turn? Declare it. Would you take my...
Stop the music!
Hello, operator. Where's our first call to tonight, please? Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All right. And who's waiting to talk to us in Philadelphia? Mrs. Margaret French. Hello, Mrs. French. Hello. What's it doing down in Philadelphia? Snowing? It's raining down there. Kind of cold, too. Huh, Miss French? Well, fine. This is Burt Parks in New York calling on Stop the Music for Buick. Now, for an ensemble of Evans sterling silver automatic table lighters and a complete ensemble of jewel personal accessories, what's the name of the song Kay was just singing? Pardon? She said, I love you, but do you love me too? Yes, I do, Mrs. French. I love you very much, but I'm afraid that is not the title of the song. No, ma'am, but we're going to send along to you a Rexville traveling case in choice top grain cowhide. Thank you very much for joining us down there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Bye. All right, here's our first studio contestant. Your name, please?
Chasman, David Chasman.
David Chasman. Well, what do you do, Miss Chasman?
I'm a commercial artist. I do advertising art.
Advertising art? You mean posters and ads with beautiful girls on it?
That's it.
Models and things like that?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you must enjoy your work immensely.
Not so much.
Why not?
Well, I do the lettering.
The lettering? Oh, I see. You just do the lettering.
Well, the lettering, the layouts, visuals, comprehensive, noodling, tickling, things like that.
Noodling and tickling, what's that?
Those are trade terms. When you noodle something in, you give a very detailed version of a layout. When you tickle something out, you have to take it out without leaving a trace. It's like this. The other day, I was doing a magazine ad on a picture called Tarzan's Peril, and I did it, noodled it in, and it didn't look too good, so then I tickled it out.
What do you do this tickling with?
A razor blade.
A razor blade. I'll meet you at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll tickle a little bit right here on the table. Now, Mr. Chasman, what is the name of that selection?
Supposing.
You're so right. Thank you very much. And the Evans Ensemble belongs to you. Friends, each week, our telephone numbers are picked impartially. Tonight's numbers were picked at random from our complete collection of U.S. phone books, except in Wisconsin. Naturally, if you're in the family of anyone who works for the American Broadcasting Company or their sponsors or advertising agencies, you are ineligible to win prizes on Stop the Music. Right now, it's on with the show. Take it away, Harry Saunders.
Stop the music!
Hello, operator, where to, please? Northampton, Massachusetts. All right, who are we going to talk to in Northampton? Mrs. Ethel Daly. Hello, Mrs. Daly. How are you tonight? What were you doing when we called you? Feeding the baby some cereal? How old is the baby? 4 months. How many children do you have? 6 children. That's one. What are their ages, Mrs. Daly? 11, 7, 4, 3, 2. Sounds like a stock market quotation. Mrs. Daly, this is Bert Parks calling for Buick on Stop the Music. And for a gleaming Westinghouse automatic clothes dryer with the exclusive dry dial control, can you tell me the name of the selection the orchestra was just playing? You're right. Sainer, Sainer. Which means, Mrs. Daly, that you have the first opportunity tonight to identify that mystery melody for all those wonderful prizes. Now listen closely. Your first answer counts. Here it is. All right, Mrs. Daly, what is your answer? Beg pardon?
You don't know that. Well, anyway, you're still going to get that Westinghouse clothes dryer. Thank you very, very much for joining us.
Bye. Now, a special arrangement by Harry Salter, dedicated to a very special instrument. Let's hear it. Where to, please? Yazoo City, Michigan? All right, and who's waiting to talk to us out in Yazoo? Mr. Newton Adams. Hello, Mr. Adams. Hello, where is Yazoo City? Oh, in Mississippi. I think the operator made a little mistake. It's in Mississippi. I'm sorry to have made that mistake. Mr. Adams, you know who this is? Sir? Yeah, that's right, that's me. How are you, Newton? How's everything? Well, good. What do you do out there, down there in Yazoo City? You work for the city of Yazoo? In what capacity? What do you do? What do you do for them? A clerk in the office. All right, fine. Well, Yazoo! Okay, now this is Bert Parks on Stop the Music, Newton, and we're calling in the interest of Buick.
A beautifully styled modern oak dinette from York and Foster of Union City, Pennsylvania is yours. If you can tell us the name of that selection, the orchestra was just playing. Beg pardon? Sir? Well, I'm awful sorry. Newton, we're going to send along to you for Mrs. Adams. You're married, aren't you? You're not? Well, we have a $100 bottle of intoxication perfume by Dorsey for you. Thank you very much. Good luck to you out there in Yazoo City. All right, we have a lovely young lady. And may I have your name, please?
Maura Sullivan.
Maura Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Maura, would you mind if I ask you how old you are?
No, 16.
16 years mm-hmm. old. Well, that's certainly a beautiful red head you've got. You must be very proud of it, are you?
No, I'm not, because people think that redheads are sarcastic and quick-tempered.
Well, are you?
Yes.
You mean you really don't like that beautiful hair that you have?
No, I'd rather be a blonde.
Oh, you'd rather be a blonde. Well, now, let's see. You're 16. How old are you going to be when you become a blonde, huh?
My mother lets me.
As soon as your mother lets you, I guess. Well, how about your boyfriends? Don't they like the red hair?
Well, I don't care what they think. Boys bother me. The boys are a bother, I mean.
They bother you, and they are a bother.
They are.
Well, you may think they're a bother now at 16, but in a few years, you may find yourself wanting to be bothered. Now, you know, that may happen. Now, men, please. Maura, you heard that selection. What is the name?
Toy Trumpet.
You're right. Toy Trumpet. Thank you very much. And now your attention, America. The first person who names our mystery melody tonight will win every single prize in our giant jackpot. Now, we want you to sit back, relax, and listen to the first half of a really sensational jackpot.
A beautiful new Futurian living room suite, including a highly styled modern Bel Air sofa, plus a full-sized lounge chair and ottoman, and your choice of fabrics and colors. All pieces designed for distinctive living by the Futurian Manufacturing Company of Chicago.
And so that you may enjoy clean, carefree automatic heating comfort during the cold weather in the years to come, a new Cozy Air advanced design gas or oil-fired winter air conditioner will be installed in your home by Cozy Air Incorporated of Red Oak, Iowa. And in addition, Cozy Air will also see that your entire fuel requirements for the coming year are supplied.
A complete year-round wardrobe of beautiful hand-marker clothes, including fine woolen suits made in the best fabrics from American and British looms, and wonderful summer weather vanes, all beautifully designed and expertly tailored by hand-marker.
A complete set of Rexpilt fine, matched cowhide English-style luggage, all gabardine-lined with custom solid brass trim, and all in the finest top-grain leather by Rexpilt.
And while you're receiving new investments for health and happiness, Sweetheart Soap will send you a year's supply of the pure, mild Sweetheart Bath and Complexion Soap that is used by 9 out of every 10 cover girls. Plus, a $1,000 investment in any stocks and bonds of your choice. As listed on the New York Stocks and Curb Exchanges, a wise choice of securities means a sound and safe investment for a brighter 1951. Compliments of Sweetheart Soap.
Yes, there they are. A few of those wonderful prizes in our jackpot tonight. We'll tell you all about the other prizes later in the show. But right
now, here's our boy Dick Brown, currently knocking him dead at the Paramount. Right, Dick?
Right, yes.
All right, take it away, Harry Salter.
Must stole my heart away, love. Makes me dream all day, dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'd ever be blue. Love means my happiness, love. Would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess, love. La da da dee.
It's called Who. Okay, let's try a tune they sing very prettily down in Italy, and here's how it goes. Operator, where to now? Lancaster, California. All right, and who's waiting to talk to us out there? Harold Tillotson. Hello, Mr. Tillotson. Hey, can you hear me all right? Well, fine. Harold, this is Bert Parks in New York on Stop the Music. We're calling for Buick. And if you can tell us the name of the selection the orchestra was just playing, we'll send you a beautiful Tappan gas range with a famous Visualite oven and exclusive Teluset. What's the name of it? The radio is away from your phone. You couldn't hear it? Well, now, you want to go back and we'll play a little more for you, all right? Now, you hurry. How far is it? 15 feet. All right, you run on over there, Harold. We'll wait. Are you there? Okay, play just a little more. Okay, Harry? Here we go. All right, now we got to wait for him to get back. Harold? He's not back yet. Harold! Come back to the phone, Harold. Hello? We lost him completely. Hello? Harold? Hello? Did we lose him? He must have gone right out the front door. What happened? Huh? You still got him on the line, operator? Hello, Harold, if you hear me, in Lancaster, California on the radio, I'm the fellow who was talking to you on the phone. Oh, there. Hello, Harold. Where you been? Huh? Got interference. That's the longest 15 feet I ever heard of in my life. Harold, I'm awfully sorry. We're going to send you, though, a lovely $100 Evans fitted handbag for Mrs. Tillotson. Thank you very much. Good luck to you. Bye. All right, that means another studio contestant has an opportunity, and may I have your name, please?
Al Gurna.
Mr. Gurna, what do you do?
I'm a shoe salesman.
Well, 10 and a half, meet 11 and a half. How are you? Glad to see you. Well, I really didn't think that was funny, but I thought, you know, that it would. I'd try it for size. Tell me, Mr. Gurna, what type of shoes do you sell?
I'm in women's shoes.
You know, if you hadn't mentioned that, I don't think we'd ever notice that at all. Huh? Well, tell me something else I want to ask you. Why is it that women's shoes cost so much? Can you tell me that?
Sure. You see, the less there is to a shoe, the more detail there is. And of course, the more detail, the more operations. The more operations, the more steps. And the more steps, the more expensive.
But why are women's shoes more expensive? Now, will you tell me, please, what was the name of that selection?
Oui-Marie.
Oui-Marie, that's right. Thank you very much. All right, now get set for our first All-American Melody, a tune I'm sure everybody will know. What's the title? Altogether, audience, what was the name of that song?
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
That's right, Alexander's Ragtime Band. And now let's listen to Kay Armon sing. Called Autumn Leaves. And now here's one by Dick Brown.
La-da-dum, you've got the cutest little la-da-dum. There's not another one can take your place. La-da-dum, my poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something. La-dee-da-dum, I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a show because I fell in love with your pretty la-da-dee.
Well, of course, you know that was Babyface. And now Harry Salt and the Orchestra have one. That's the title of this one. The name of it is Kiki Kikadi. Now, Kay Armand stepping forward to sing.
La-dee, this couldn't happen but this is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before.
The music! Hello, operator. Where to, please? Prince Frederick, Maryland. All right, and who's the party in Prince Frederick? Hello, Mrs. Carolyn Holland. Fine. How did Prince Frederick, Maryland, get its name? Well, you think it's got its name from Louis XIV? Well, that figures. Well, now, Mrs. Holland... This is Bert Parks calling for Buick on Stop the Music in New York. And for a 124-piece set of Brock's California farmhouse dinnerware, traditionally American, gaily decorated with colorful California farm scenes, what is the name of the song Kay was singing? Again, that's right, sure. Okay, Mrs. Holland, we're ready for that mystery melody and every wonderful prize in our giant jackpot. It's all yours. If you can tell me the name of this song, your first answer counts. Here it is. All right, Mrs. Carolyn Holland, what is your answer? Beg pardon? Here we go round the Mulberry Bush. No, I'm awfully sorry. It probably sounds a little like that, Miss Holland. Anyway, we're going to send along to you that Brock's dinnerware and our thanks very much for joining us tonight on Stop the Music. And now, before we stop the music again, here is Don Hancock.
Don't forget, this Saturday is the big day. The day your local Buick dealer raises the curtain on the most eye-catching, eye-popping cars you've ever seen, the new 1951 Buicks. Headlight to taillight, top to tires, the new 51 Buick sets new standards of beauty and performance. So join the crowd and join the fun. See the new 1951 Buick this coming Saturday, January 20th, at your nearest Buick dealers.
Stop the music! Hello, operator. Where to, please? Detroit, Michigan. All right, who's going to talk to us in Detroit? Edward J. Jackson. Hello, Mr. Jackson. Well, I'm fine. How are you tonight? What do you do, Mr. Jackson? A dealer in used furniture? I see. Well, now, this is Bert Parks calling for Milky Way on Stop the Music in New York. And now, from the Gelman Company of Rock Island, Illinois, a new SoGem sewing machine with Susie, the new right-hand miracle stitcher. What is the name of that selection? Beg pardon? Do you know Mr. Jackson? He said, just a minute. All right. Yes? Can't hear you, sir. Oh, I'm afraid we'll have to go on, Mr. Jackson. All right, so we're going to send along to you for Mrs. Jackson 6 beautiful hand-embroidered Yolandi blouses. Thank you very, very much. Bye. All right, how do you do? Your name, please.
Jimmy Sauter.
Jimmy Sauter of the U.S. Navy, right?
That's right.
Where's your home?
Stickney, Illinois.
Stickney? Where's that?
It's just outside of Chicago.
Oh, well, fine. How long you been in the Navy, Jimmy?
Well, I'm a reserve, and I was called back in September.
For active duty, huh? Yes. How long were you in the first time?
Well, let's see. There's 3 years, 2 months, 17 days, and 6 hours.
It's a good thing I didn't ask you exactly how long you've been in. You'd have told us how many minutes, too, huh, Jerry? Say, what do you do in the Navy?
Machinist, mate, first class tool and die maker.
What did you do as a civilian?
The tool and die maker.
Are you kidding? You mean it happened that they assigned you to something you knew about?
It was all a mistake.
They made a mistake. I see. Well, what do you mean?
Well, when I first came in, I was supposed to go to weather school, but I got in the wrong shipment and accidentally ended up in machinist mate school.
How do you like so they kept you there, huh? Well, we won't keep you here any longer. Just tell us the name of that selection that we just played.
Bim, bum, boom.
You're so right. Thank you very much. Friends, the first half of Stop the Music has been brought to you by your local Buick dealer, who invites you to a premiere showing of the new 1951 Buick this coming Saturday, January 20th. Don't miss it. And now, friends, it's Bert Parks again, and here's a song from Call Me Madam. Kay and I rehearsed it. What are we waiting for? Let's go.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why, I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why. Kay?
Yes, Bert?
Would you join me?
I'd love to.
I
you don't
hear
need
singing
to have a
and there's no one there.
It is not so surprising that you feel
smell blossoms
very strange,
and the trees
nice.
Are bare.
Your
all
heart goes
pitter
patter. I know just
air.
What's the matter.
I wonder why.
Cause I've been there
I
once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder.
My
you need someone's older. I'll rub down with a velvet cloth. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant day. You're not sick, you're la-dee-da-da.
That, of course, was your Just in Love. Songs and more calls coming up in just 30 seconds.
Now stay with us while Stop the Music pauses briefly for station identification.
Milky Way, America's most popular chocolate-covered candy bar, made by Mars, where they believe that faithful quality makes faithful friends, invites you to join in as we continue to play Stop the Music. And now for Milky Way, here's Alan C. Anthony.
Yes, indeed. And I suppose one reason the Milky Way tastes so good to me is, well, let me put it this way. Ever notice how the fragrance of something you eat affects its taste? Well, there's that, of course, in a Milky Way. The tempting fragrance of pure milk chocolate and... But, well, that's not just exactly all there is to it either. Let's try it this way. When I bite into a Milky Way, I see pictures. Pictures that make that delicious piece of candy taste even better because they're pictures of how it was made. Now, I've watched them make Milky Ways, you know. Watched the folks at Mars put all those good, wholesome things together. The egg whites and the malted milk. The creamy caramel, the pure milk chocolate, and everything so sparkling and clean. Yes, take the Milky Way. I'll take it. You take it, too. People don't come too good for candy like that.
Right you are. Okay, Harry Salter, on with Stop the Music.
La-dee-da-dum for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? La-dee-da-dum for you to want me, if it's just for a day. la-di-da-dum, for you to thrill me. Why do you do the thing?
Stop the music!
Go off, Peter. Where to this time? Waverly, Tennessee. All right, who's waiting to talk to us down in Waverly, Tennessee? Mrs. Margaret Stitt. Hello, Mrs. Stitt. Hello, this is Bert Parks calling for Milky Way on Stop the Music in New York. And now, for a big, beautiful, deluxe Westinghouse refrigerator with giant super freezer, what's the name of the song Dick almost sang? I beg pardon? It Isn't Fair. That's right, exactly. This is Margaret Stitt. It is your chance now to identify that mystery melody for all those wonderful prizes. And remember, your first answer counts, and here it is. All right, we're waiting for your answer, Mrs. Stitt, down there in Waverly, Tennessee. Beg pardon? You don't know that one. Well, anyway, you've won that Westinghouse refrigerator for identifying the first song. Thank you very much for joining us on Stop Music. All right, here's Kay Armand. Take it away, Harry. And now here's a song that needs no introduction. It's the title song of a great Technicolor picture. Play it, Harry.
Stop the music!
All right, operator, where to? Hello? Where to, operator? Belle Plaine, Iowa. All right, and who are we going to talk to in Belle Plaine? Mrs. Lena Ford. Hello, Miss Ford. Well, how are you tonight? Well, how's the weather out there in Iowa tonight? Kind of damp, you say? Raining or snowing? Just sort of cloudy and disagreeable, huh, Miss Ford? Well, this Bird Parks in New York, we're calling for Milky Way on Stop the Music and for a beautiful sterling silver service for six. It's from the Westmoreland Silver Company and their famous Milburn Rose pattern. What's the name of that selection? Meet Me in St. Louis. That's right, Mrs. Ford. Now get yourself set to identify that mystery melody for all those wonderful prizes. Here it is. All right, Mrs. Ford. What is your answer? Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Anyway, we're going to send along to you that Westmoreland Silver and a box of Milky Way candy bars. Thank you and good luck to you out there in Belle Plaine, Iowa. Well, now, friends, just in case you're feeling sentimental about the old days, how about taking a stroll down memory lane with Kay and me? Okay, Harry, let's go.
La-da-da-dee, la-dee, bozo, bozo.
phonograph record, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy, and especially those that said I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable and melt your heart away with all those love, lot of those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Kate,
yes,
you remember those days of the old scratch?
Oh, I sure do.
Slow the machine down a little bit, Harry.
Yeah, get the needle cleaned up.
Yeah, change the ready? Da-da-dee.
All about the
lottie, those old
all the ones
phonograph
about
records.
You.
The one
hitting
we
on
used
the
to
keys
so
and Lola on the old wind up
Victrola.
Barney Google was
scratchy, the tune
and the
really
songs about
Casey, and especially Jada, Jada,
Boo,
that said I love you so.
Yaka, Hula, Dickie,
I used to
beg
you over and over
Jardinella
just to set that wedding day.
On
to
the
get
back
your portable, I bring my portable and
to melt
your
heart
away with all those love.
They were wonderful.
A lot of those old
play them over again.
The ones we used to play so long ago. The song is called Get Out Those Old Records. And now stand back, clear the track. It's hats off for Mr. Souser. Let it roar, Harry.
Stop the music!
Boy, that was fast. Where to, operator, please? Lake Charles, Louisiana. All right, who's the party in Lake Charles? Charles McGraw, how are you? Well, I'm fine. So what do you do, Mr. McGraw? A construction painter. Well, that's fine, Charlie. This is Bert Parks up here in New York. We're calling for Milky Way on Stop the Music. We have a Westinghouse laundromat. It washes, rinses, damp dries, and chucks itself off. Tell me the name of that march we were just playing. He said, I'll have to ask my wife. All right, go ahead, Charlie. He's talking to her right now. All right, what'd she say, Charlie? They said they don't know and you don't know either. I say, well, Charlie, we're going to send along to you, though, a universal tag vacuum cleaner with a famous tattletale light and a box of Milky Way candy bars. Thank you for joining us down there in Lake Charles. How do you do?
Hello.
And your name, please?
Mrs. Miley Schufel.
What is your first name again, please?
Miley.
Miley. That's, is it Hawaiian? Hawaiian?
Yes, I'm from the island of Oahu.
Oh, how nice. Well, I wish I was Godfrey here. I could really straighten it. What are you doing in New York, Mrs. Schufel?
Well, I'm a professional Hawaiian dancer, and I live here now.
Oh, you live here in New York. I guess you learned the hula over in the islands, huh?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, I learned the hula in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, really?
Huh? Yes, you see, we came here when I was 2 years old, and we've been here ever since.
Oh, I see. Well, tell me, Miley, what's the most important thing to learn in doing the hula, really?
Well, how to move your hands.
The hands, really?
Yes, the hands tell the story of
well,
the song.
Well, Francis, could you just demonstrate one for me?
This is the stars.
This is the stars.
And the
yes.
moon.
Yes.
And the wind.
Oh, she's doing all these wonderful... I think that's really terrific. The hands tell the story. Huh? I guess you use the hip for punctuation. is that right? Not Monica? Well, now... You'd make us all very happy and make yourself very happy if you'll tell us the name of that march.
The Stars and Stripes.
You're so right. Thank you very much. Okay, and now stick with us as we continue Stop the Music.
Stop! Yes, it's the top. And a Milky Way surely is the tops when it comes to real, fine, wholesome, good-tasting candy. Mars makes it that way with the purest, freshest, finest, good, good things through and through. Pure milk chocolate outside with chocolate malted milk in that mellow nougat inside. A two-tone chocolate taste thrill with a smooth, creamy layer of golden caramel in between. So when you get that yen for chocolate, take the Milky Way, the candy bar with that double deep chocolate flavor. Yes, wherever you're going, whoever you are, take the Milky Way. It's the top. And it's a fact. People don't come too good for candy like that.
Now on with Stop the Music.
La-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-da. With a wonderful, wonderful dream. Everybody, we're told, we'll be rolling in gold. We'll be out of the door.
La-da-dee-da-da-dee-do. You can tell by her manana, la-da-dee-dee-la-da, and not Havana, though she does the rumba for us, and she calls herself Dolores.
Stop the music!
Yes, operator, where to now? Wheeling, West Virginia, all right, who's waiting to talk to us in Wheeling, West Virginia? Mrs. Bernice Peril, this is Bert Parks calling for old gold cigarettes and for a beautiful Benrus ladies' watch, a study with diamonds, plus a man's Benrus in 14-karat gold. What's the name of the song Dick Brown was singing? Beg pardon? Do you know the name of the song? You don't know it, Miss Peril?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Anyway, for you, a portable deluxe Besson combination dish and lingerie washer and a treasure chest of those mellow, marvelous old gold cigarettes. Thank you, and all best luck to you.
Thank you. All right, a young man in our studio audience. May I have your name, please?
Henry Urbiste.
I beg pardon?
Henry Urbiste.
Henry Urbiste. And Henry, where have you been the last few months?
Well, I just got back from Korea a few months ago.
It's really great to see you. Are you stationed here in New York?
No, I'm in St. Albans Hospital.
St. Albans Hospital. Where's your home, Henry?
Passaic, New Jersey.
Passaic, New Jersey. Well, it's great to have you here. Now, I want you to tell me, for that beautiful Benrus watch and the man's Benrus, what's the name of that song?
Latin from Manhattan.
You're so right. Good luck to you, boys. And now here is Kay Armand with a lovely rendition of an old favorite.
La da da, as long as I have you, though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, darling.
Stop the music!
Yes, operator, where to, please? We're going to Glens Falls, New York. All right, who's waiting to talk to us in Glens Falls? Clifford A. Lewis. Hello, Mr. Lewis. Hello, how are you? How's the weather up there in Glens Falls? Fine? Is the sun shining today? Beautiful day. Well, just like in New York City. Well, that's... Well, now, Cliff, this is Bert Parks calling for old gold cigarettes on Stop the Music and for a revolutionary universal Selector range made by Landis, Prairie, and Clark with a convenience level oven and 25 functional variations for any cooking need. What's the name of that song? I'll Get By. You're right. Listen closely now to our mystery melody. Here it is. All right, Mr. Clifford A. Lewis of Glens Falls, New York, what is your answer?
You don't know that one. Well, Cliff, you're still, of course, going to get that universal electric range and the treasure chest of old gold cigarettes. Thank you, and good luck to you up in Glens Falls.
Okay, hi, let's go. Las Vegas, Nevada. All right, who's waiting to talk to us there? Miss Sadie Najjar. Hello, Sadie. How are you? I beg your pardon? Las Vegas, New Mexico. Well, I'm sorry I made that mistake. Now, Miss, what do you do, Miss Najjar? A school teacher. Well, it's wonderful to talk to you. This is Bert Parks for Old Gold Cigarettes, and now from Lady Ellen Clippies, a handsome 18-piece matching military and dresser set for man and woman in sterling silver. What was that selection that Harry and the orchestra were playing? Do you know? Beg pardon? rustle of spring is so right. All right, Miss Najjar, your chance now to identify the mystery melody. Listen closely, and here it is. All right, Miss Najjar, what is your answer? It sounds like what? A child's melody. You say it sounds like a child's melody? Well, it's very possible that... I can't see any more. Sadie, you're still, of course, going to get the Lady Ellen Clippy dresser set and a treasure chest of old gold cigarettes. Thank you very, very much. All right. Now, this is Bert Parks again. I'm going to tell you a sad story. Incidentally, a very pretty story. Harry, an introduction, if you please.
I was waltzing with my darling to the la-dee-da-dee-dee, when an old friend I happened to see. Introduced him to my loved one, and while they were waltzing, my friend sold my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the love. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful La-da-dee-da.
Yes, sir, it's one of the best of the best sellers in the title, Tennessee Waltz. Now here's an old-timer, and we'll have it from the old-time kid himself, Harry.
Stop the music!
Yes, one of these days, stop the music, hold everything. In a moment, we're going to tell you all about the other wonderful things that are in our jackpot. But first, here is Don Hancock.
When you smoke a cigarette, do you smoke to please your own taste or somebody else's?
Well, maybe I'm naive, but I think you'd rather please yourself. That's why when I ask you to smoke old gold cigarettes, I don't think it's necessary to tell you that movie stars, athletes, and other distinguished people look with favor upon old gold cigarettes. By golly, the only testimonial old gold seeks is your taste. We've made old golds milder for you, tastier for you, smoother for you. And you're the one who will find out that old golds give you a treat instead of a treatment. That old gold treats you better in every way because in every way it's a better cigarette. Yes, the only testimonial old gold seeks is your taste. In simple fairness to yourself, we challenge you to find a smoother, milder, tastier cigarette anywhere in these United States. Like I say, today, tomorrow, every day, for a treat instead of a treatment, have an Old Gold cigarette. And don't forget to tune in Old Gold's other two radio programs, the original Amateur Hour, produced by the Major Bowe staff, next Thursday evening over most of these same stations, and Queen for a Day, Monday through Friday. Consult your paper for time and station.
First man, woman, or child who answers our call and identifies that mystery melody will win every single prize in our giant jackpot. Now, friends, we've already told you about the beautiful living room suite from the Futurian Manufacturing Company, the newly designed heating unit from Cozy Air, the complete year-round wardrobe of Handmacher clothes, the fine match set of cowhide luggage from Rexbilt, and the year's supply of soap, plus $1,000 for a wise investment in stocks and bonds of your choice from Sweetheart Soap. In addition, here are some more wonderful prizes.
A magnificent Love Bride diamond ring with a sparkling center stone surrounded by baguettes and mounted in a special platinum setting, especially designed and valued at $2,000 by the Love Bride Diamond Ring Company.
A shining Ben Russ wristwatch with a diamond-studded bracelet valued by them at $2,000 and personally styled for you with their famous 17-jeweled accurated movement, an outstanding prize from the Ben Russ Watch Company.
A glamorous prize from the Westmoreland Silver Company of New Kensington, Pennsylvania. A complete solid sterling silver service for 12 in Westmoreland's famous Milburn Rose pattern, all in a mahogany tarnish-proof chest, plus a carving set candelabra and four-piece coffee service.
And a magnificent holiday for two, flying to Miami via Delta Airlines in a luxurious DC-6 right from your door via one of Delta's fast deluxe flights to Miami Beach for 5 days of sun and fun at the fabulous Raleigh Hotel. From there to glamorous Nassau in the Bahamas for another 5 days of sumptuous vacation at the British Colonial Hotel. Then back to Miami to pick up your Delta Airlines DC-6 again for a delightful flight home. And there's the jackpot, Bird Parks.
Almost everything anyone could desire, Don, but we can't stop here. For when the winner returns from his trip, let's have two more wonderful prizes waiting for him to complete his home, okay?
Okay, Bert. First, three complete 9-piece fashion trend bedroom suites by Johnson Carper of Roanoke, Virginia. One in imperial walnut, one in gray mahogany, and one in ivory Sonora. Each of these fashion trend groups is composed of matching functional units that can be arranged and rearranged in many attractive combinations. And a new 9-piece York and Foster dining room suite, beautifully fashioned in the new Hollywood gray skyline design from York and Foster of Union City, Pennsylvania.
Yes, there it is, our giant jackpot. And always remember on Stop the Music, our jackpot will grow
and grow and grow.
Plan to be with us next Sunday night, friends, same time, same station, for Stop the Music with Harry Salter and the orchestra, Kay Armand, Dick Brown, and yours truly, Bert Parks. Till then, good luck, good night. I'll be calling you.
Stop the Music is a production of Louis G. Cowan in association with Mark Goodson, under the supervision of Alfred Hollander, and directed by Bob Reed. This is Don Hancock speaking.
Stop the Music, on Tuned to Yesterday from January 21st, 1951 on ABC. And that wraps up this hour of quiz on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for listening.